We are in our Wood County Hospital postgame show. Bowling Green, a 78-60 win over Akron tonight to move back into first place, a game in front of the Zips. Here to talk about it with us is head coach Michael Huger. Coach, tonight a game that saw you play with the lead and really never let Akron back in the game. Talk about the stretch run, really closing this game out here tonight.
Well, it started with our defense. We were able to defend really well and get out in transition. We were able to limit those guys, and we were able to rebound better in the second half. First half, we didn't do a great job rebounding. We did a much better job in the second half, and they still got 8 rebounds. So, we'll work on that.
Well, clearly, Akron, 5 of 35 from 3 is the big stat tonight, and I think early in the game maybe they missed some that were better shots, but second half seemed like they were more contested. Were you a little better covering up the line as the game went on?
We did a better job of guarding the three. They're tough. They take a bunch of threes, and they're hard to guard, you know. And, we were able to do a much better job in the second half of containing the three-pointers. And, you know, then they started to drive. They're very tough. They're a very good team.
Coach, you know, we talked about Daquan Plowden on Saturday when he had 7 points and 8 rebounds, but I thought maybe he played his best overall game. He had the best plus-minus on Saturday. Today he did it again, 10 points, 13 rebounds, but the plus 18, Daquan seemed to really take it personal to defend and rebound tonight, and I thought he was outstanding. What did you think?
I thought he was outstanding on the boards. He cleaned up the boards. He got big, tough rebounds in there. Wanted to be physical from start to finish, and I thought he did that today.
Clearly, the first time around, Akron was able to really get your offense out of sorts. Tonight, having Dylan back clearly helped you make some adjustments, but it looked like they still did a lot of the same things defensively. What did you do better tonight to avoid some of the pitfalls of the loss over at Akron?
We were able to knock down the shots, those same looks Caleb Fields got. Over in Akron, he was able to knock him down tonight, and Dylan was definitely a big plus for us. He was able to knock down shots as well, and they did the same game plan. We just was able to knock down shots this time around.
Well, I think it's clear, Coach, you know, when the game is teetering where the other team can gain some momentum and you want to hit back-to-back threes, you get the ball to Marlon Sierra, right?
Marlon's been working on that. He's been shooting it well in practice, and you know, I always tell him if you get a clean look and you're feeling it, you can take that shot. And he hit 2 big ones today, and you know, we had different guys step up, and today it was Marlon.
Also tonight, Justin Turner again was constantly corralled by Zips. I mean, everywhere he went, generally there were 2 guys with him. It was a tough night, a lot of bodies to work through, but I thought he was really patient with everything tonight. He only ends up with 10 field goal attempts, but really, a lot of times, his patience and his ability to keep plays moving helped your offense. Talk about Justin's play against that defense.
Oh, he did really well. He found the right people, found the open men, made the right decisions the whole night long. And, you know, that's what it's about when you can make those type of plays and those type of decisions. And he still was able to score as well. So it didn't take away from his aggression. He was still going out there being aggressive.
Pretty intense game tonight. We saw a few technical fouls handed out. We saw a little bit of barking, but it looked like your guys were up to that challenge of not backing down in a physical, hotly contested game tonight.
Oh, yeah, we were up for the challenge. We knew what was at stake and what was at hand, and, you know, they did a good job on us over there at Akron. So we wanted to come out and, compete. The biggest thing was competing the whole night, and we did.
Another key point in the game, you had the nice lead at halftime, and you always know when you come out of halftime and a team's down, they're going to come out and try and mix things up, get things going, get some momentum. That first few minutes of the second half, you guys didn't yield any ground, and that seemed to really solidify things for the rest of the game.
Yeah, that was it. First half, to start the second half, we came out and we played hard in the second half. We missed some shots, but we stayed with it. We defended. They missed some shots, and then we were able to go on a little run and just keep the lead. And, you know, we really, just played from in front the rest of the way.
Also, I think it was good that you had 3 or 4 guys to put on Lauren Christian Jackson, because it seemed like you needed 14 or 15 fouls to keep him. I mean, nobody wants that assignment. That guy is everywhere at the same time.
He's very good. He's very good. Very tough. He can get to where he needs to get to on the court. He can finish around bigs. He can shoot the three. He's tough. I mean, that's it. There's nothing else you can say. Game plans go out the window when you have him. And he did a great job for them tonight. And, you know, it's hard. I mean, you know, 35 points is a lot. So he did a great job.
Coach, you're back in first place with three games to go. We'll see you in Oxford on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
That's BGSU head coach Michael Huger joining us on the Wood County Hospital postgame show. Bowling Green defeats Akron tonight 78-60.